take a deep breath and release. And let yourself take another deep cleansing breath and release. And one more. And release. I am now going to count from 5 to 1. And with every count, feel yourself move deeper and deeper into your eternal space and mind and heart, letting your body relax completely and letting go of all of the cares and tensions that are around you through your daily life. 5, feel yourself let go, release all constricted muscles, all tension, all worry. 4, feel your head, face, neck, and shoulders relax, smooth out, and let go. With every passing moment, you can feel yourself relax further and further as you sink deeper and deeper into the peace and grace and ease of the eternal being you are. 3. Breath comes and breath goes. Breath comes and breath goes. And with every passing breath, you sink deeper and deeper and deeper and relax even further. Feel your chest, back, torso, all of the organs inside your body let go as you breathe deeply and move into that part of yourself that lives beyond space and time, that part of yourself that knows all that you need to know and can share with you all that you need to discover. Two, feel your hips, legs, knees, thighs, calves, feet, and toes all let go of any constrictions, any tightness, any tension. 1. All parts of you are relaxed now. Your arms and legs feel so heavy, they feel almost as if you couldn't move them, but you could if you wanted to. For you are in complete awareness of every level of your being. From this moment to eternity, there is no division between who you are now and who you are forever. And still, with every passing moment, you will continue to move deeper into a deeper state of relaxation, into a greater state of grace and ease and understanding. And as breath moves easily in and out of your body, you can feel the light that is your eternal being. It may begin only as a glimmer of a light at the center of your body, but soon it grows and it fills you up. It fills your chest and back and moves down your legs and into your feet and through your arms and into your hands and fills your head, your face, and your mind, so that you have become radiant and brilliant with the light that you are forever. Take a moment now to sit and rest easily in the powerful and grace-filled individual that you are eternally. Become comfortable and familiar with the sense of strength. With the invulnerability. With the wisdom of knowing that you have all the time in the world. Allow yourself to take a few moments now to truly and fully embrace and be embraced by this eternal being of light and power and wisdom you are. I'd like you now to go to your heart center and to truly experience the heart of your eternal self. To investigate, seek out, and discover the emotions that rest in the heart of a glorified being. The glorified being that you are forever. And let your spirit self share every emotion, every feeling that is natural to this state of spirit. And let yourself bask in these wonderful, glorious feelings. And let yourself be filled by them. Know how it feels to feel with the eternal heart. The all-loving heart. And while you are in the heart of your spirit, ask your intuitive heart to shed its feeling light upon any circumstance or relationship or situation in your life where you have confusion or concerns, or where your personal heart may be troubled. Ask your intuitive heart to shower your personal heart now with a new understanding of feeling. Let yourself experience the emotions that are shared with you from your own eternal heart. And take a moment to finish that up now. And as you do, begin to lift your awareness now. Lift your consciousness up to the mind of your intuition, the mind of your spirit. Simply lift your awareness out of your heart chakra, out of that heart center at the middle of your chest, up into your personal experience, shared now with a new perspective by your eternal mind, your eternal vision. The mind of your spirit speaks to you through your own intuitive voice. And your intuition can impress you with either feelings, thoughts, or images. I'd like you to take a moment to ask your intuitive mind for a simple image or even a color. You don't have to worry about what it means. You don't even have to worry about or concern yourself with what it regards in your life. And if the image or color changes to another image or color, let that happen too. And now, let yourself be impressed by your intuitive mind with a song or a piece of music. Just notice what fills your mind at the moment we say song or music. Maybe even just the title of a song pops into your mind. If so, let yourself have that experience without any second guessing. Do not invalidate your experience. And now let's ask your intuition, the mind of your spirit, to give you a song or a piece of music that has to do or reflects the coming month. If your intuition were giving you a song for next month, what would it be? Now think of another person or a situation in your life about which you have some questions or wonderings about how to act or what to do. Hold that in your mind and now ask for another song. Immediately let the first thing pop into your mind. And if you don't get one, just listen for a piece of music or make yourself even just get the title of a song. And keeping that situation or person or question in your mind, let's go back now and ask for a color or an image. Make sure that you embrace the very first idea or concept or symbol that pops into your mind. And spend a few moments with it to see if it changes or alters in any way. Take a moment to finish that up now. And before we close now, go back to feeling the embrace, the fullness of light, the experience of overwhelming love and joy. Feel the filling up from front to back and top to bottom with the greatest power, greatest wisdom, with the Spirit who loves you unconditionally and more than you could possibly have imagined. Feel yourself be fully embraced by the eternal being you are. And know that no matter where you go, this is your home. And as long as you are open to this mind, this heart, this being, you can never take a false step. I am now going to count from 1 to 3. And with each count, you will feel yourself coming back more consciously into the room in which you sit, remembering everything that you experienced with this divine and eternal being you are. 1, feel your head and face and neck and shoulders, your body and legs and hips and feet and hands. 2, three, completely back now, opening your eyes only as you're comfortable to do so, making a commitment to yourself to keep this relationship open, this contact flowing.